you'll find food from all over the world. We've got no less than 15, 20 nationalities
in the backyard of a women's welfare centre. A feast is taking place.
Oh, this has got to be what? This is Miriam's dumplings. This is green stuff.
Maybe green chilli.
Falafel, Japanese dumplings, samosas, Egyptian lasagna and numerous desserts are laid out on two tables.
Oh, you do make them. At least you make them. I buy mine.
A group of around 50 women and children are enjoying the feast.
You know you can buy them in the freezer section.
Put the dessert on one side and...
Hello, I'm Abla Kadous. I used to be a professional rower in Egypt, and presently I'm the president of the Islamic Women Welfare Association.
The Islamic Women's Welfare Association is in Lakemba, an area of Sydney dotted with Bangladeshi and Middle Eastern restaurants, and where about half the residents identify as Muslim. At the helm is 70-year-old Abla Kadous.
Anyone comes with a problem, I never send anyone away. First of all, I sit with them and I discuss it with them, and I see which area. If it's a small issue, it's not physical abuse, or if she has problem with raising the children, or just a little disagreement with the husband, I can help them here. But if it's bigger than that, I refer them to the correct service.
President for almost 20 years, Abla Kadous is one of the centre's 50 or so volunteers. Growing up in Egypt, she and her family migrated to Australia in the late 1960s when she was almost 20 years old, at a time of political unrest in Egypt. She says Sydney reminded her of Port Fouad, the Egyptian town where her family had once lived.
I grew up with many different nationalities. My neighbours were from Greece, from Italy. We had people from Germany. Like a lot of people from the Mediterranean would come and work in Egypt. Like Egypt was like Australia now. We used to exchange recipes and cook together, go out together. Like we grew up together with their children. Like, and we're still in contact with them until today. Very few of them are still in Egypt, but like we left, and also many other nationalities have left as well.
And it was in the waters of Port Fouad where Ms. Kadous says she developed her work ethic. At the age of 13, she took up rowing, an activity considered unusual for girls and women at that time. By 15, she was a national champion.
Started to travel the whole of Egypt, Cairo, Alexandria, Ismailia, and have competition with the much, much older girls. Whatever race, from the beginning, any race I went in, I won. So I was Egypt champion rower in a skiff, that's a single.
Sport, says Abla Kadous, is her life.
Yeah, sport was my life and still is my life, and I try to pass it on to my children and grandchildren. And even here in the centre, I try to organise a lot of activities with sport. I take groups to bowling, climbing, rock climbing, ice skating. It's limited for women to do general sport, but I think at one stage a few years ago, I had an OSTAG team as well. So it's in my blood, and I know the benefit of playing sport for women and for generally. So I like to encourage women to play sport and to take part in teams.
As happens for many migrants, she had a range of jobs when she first got to Australia, but eventually she trained as an accountant. In the 1980s, she also started volunteering with a group of women to shelter others fleeing domestic violence. They saw a need for a formal service for these women, and in 1983 they set up Australia's first welfare service specifically for Muslim women. Back then, she says, these women had few options.
So when there was any problems, we'll have ladies ringing the imam at the time and telling him, you know, I have a problem and I don't know where to go. So he will call us, the group who started the Muslim Women Association, and he will ask, can anyone take this lady overnight until the morning? And sometimes it happens in the weekend. So can anyone, you know, take care of her until the Monday, and we can find a solution for her. The need was there for those women who couldn't have anywhere to go.
Abla Qudus says the Muslim Women's Association is still going strong more than 35 years later and is branching out to provide a broader range of services. These days, much of her time is spent at the Islamic Women's Welfare Association, which she also helps set up. It relies on donations and some government funding, and the centre supports the social and religious needs of more than 150 women and children a week.
Honestly, working in this centre is my life. I have five children, and they all say, this is your sixth child. I spend nearly every day here. I've volunteered for 35 years, just working for the community, the last 20 being in this. So it's my house, my second house.
Abla Qudus was recently recognised for her decades of volunteer work, named 2019 Senior Volunteer of the Year. And she says she has no plans to slow down now.
I cannot say at any time, that's it, this is my last year. I want to be working until the last day of my life. I feel I'm healthy enough to do that, and everyone supports me.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.